Daily Devotion with Pastor Bala for April 11th, 2024. From the book of Jude, Understanding Sin, Lessons from Jude on Rebellion and Redemption. Previously, we heard Jude depict angels who rebelled against God's authority. They are suffering condemnation and eternal punishment. This illustrates the gravity of defying God's will, emphasizing the importance of obedience and humility. We are urged to focus on our spiritual condition rather than being consumed by other people's sins, and to remain faithful to God's sovereignty, obeying His commands and avoiding rebellion. So let's continue with Jude, verse 7. Just as Sodom and Gomorrah and the surrounding cities, which likewise indulged in sexual immorality and pursued unnatural desire, serve as an example by undergoing a punishment of eternal fire. Jude has given us examples of the people of Israel and their rebellion against God, even though they were delivered out of the slavery of Egypt, to the angels and their rebellion against God, and now taking a look at the rebellion of the people of Sodom and Gomorrah. Whereas the angels' rebellion, you could say, was a direct rebellion against God, the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, what did they do? Well, they just continued to lead a life of sin. But we need to remember and realize that sin is a rebellion against God. So God does disclose His will. We hear about it in the Ten Commandments. And whenever we disobey the Ten Commandments, we're disobeying God. We are rebelling against God. So Jude is trying to teach us as Christians that God takes sin seriously because it is rebellion. And so we as Christians need to be concerned about our sinfulness. When we see ourselves giving into sin, do we repent of our sin? Do we confess? Or do we just sit there and say, well, God's going to forgive me anyway? You see, when we confess, we are stating that this sin is wrong, and we want to turn around and return back to God. God knows we have a human sinful nature. God knows we are going to continue to sin. And this is why God sent His only Son, Jesus, to take on human flesh and blood and to die on the cross for the forgiveness of your sins and my sins and the sins of the whole entire world. But we don't take the forgiveness of sins for granted. Jude uses this idea from the people of Sodom and Gomorrah who indulged in sin. There's a difference between confessing one's sin and allowing that sin to consume you. The people of Sodom and Gomorrah allowed the sin to consume them, which of course results in their punishment of eternal fire. They didn't want the forgiveness of sins that God provides, especially when we see the person and work of Jesus Christ. As a result of their rebellion, they will not be with Jesus in paradise. So we learn. We humbly come before our Lord, confessing our sins and our need for a Savior. And God is indeed gracious. He forgives us our sins. And through the Holy Spirit, God is constantly drawing us closer to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. God's peace and many blessings be with you. And thank you for listening. And please take an opportunity to share this message with others. If you have enjoyed these daily devotions, please consider making a donation to Peace Lutheran Church, 24024 West Main Street, Plainfield, Illinois, 60544. Thank you again for listening.